You are about to hear the most interesting, informative, thought-provoking, opinion-leading, and funny show in America, on air and on the World Wide Web. This is The Rob Carson Show.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. You know, I knew that there was a Supreme Court ruling coming down today because tomorrow is Super Tuesday. Stop it! And, you know, there are a lot of these leftist judges around the country, you know, hired by George Soros, or at least their campaigns were paid for, and they've been coming up with these stupid disqualification of Donald Trump on ballots across the country, including most recently in Illinois, where a woman who used to be a traffic judge decided, she's an activist judge, last week, and she said, okay, I'm going to take him off the ballot, too. Well, guess what? The Supreme Court ruled 9-0 that Colorado cannot disqualify former President Donald Trump from appearing on the 2024 ballot. Yeah, the Supreme Court ruled unanimously today, by the way. And I believe this is the opinion issued by the Supreme Court. And to show you how unbelievably overwhelming this verdict was, because what the Democrats tried to do was so unconstitutional and stupid. I'll just throw stupid in there as well. I think it was Judge Sotomayor wrote the opinion, and it said just two words, well, duh. This is what I'm hearing now. Just, well, duh, is all she said, and that's what they, or all she wrote, as it were. All she wrote, as Guy Fieri would say. That's all she wrote, ladies and gentlemen. So, nice try. There are some words I would call the people who do this, but I can't say those on the radio without getting in a lot of trouble. But here's CNN, and they're just real sad today. They're just real sad today. This is CNN this morning, because they can't take Donald Trump off the ballot because, you know, he didn't commit an insurrection. He was never tried for it, and he never was convicted of it, and never even accused of it. But they thought they could take him off the ballot because their candidate sucks, and their party sucks, and their network sucks, and their network's ratings suck. Here's CNN.
You know, look, unfortunately for America.
Oh, yeah.
The court isn't necessarily wrong that this is the way the framers wanted it to be. They wanted Congress.
That had to be a hard pill to swallow.
People who are closest to their constituents to be able to make the rules and the laws. That doesn't change the fact that.
It's Dana Bash.
Because of gerrymandering in the House and all kinds of other issues, they're not doing their job on a lot of these big issues.
I agree. It's very unlikely, close to impossible that Congress will take action. But this is now a fair question that Mondi Raju, Melanie Zanonis.
Well, you know, what do you eat with crow, by the way, normally? I'd say crow, well, you probably want to have a nice, I'm thinking a Chenin Blanc, maybe a Chenin Blanc with your crow. You know, I don't know. Maybe. I'm just saying. Oh, this is CBS News. CBS News.
The bottom line is they all agreed that Trump's arguments would carry the day in this case. I don't think that is a surprising result after the arguments.
Well, CNN kind of sounded surprised and disappointed.
I think they all signaled they were highly skeptical of state efforts to disqualify a presidential candidate. The Chief Justice, for example, saying
everybody in the mainstream media is going to be calling their pharmacist and their doctor today to get their antidepressants upped.
That essentially you would let one state
antipsychotics too
dictate, or a handful of states dictate the outcome of the election. So I don't think this is a surprise. The Colorado Supreme Court was kind of off on a trip of their own with this ruling.
Yeah, sure, but you were behind all of these other states because there were a lot more states were doing the same thing.
Other state courts that had decided it had went a different outcome. So here we are. The decision now unanimous.
Man, it sucks to be you. It just really, really sucks to you. Here's Sean Farish, our Trump impressionist, with his description today on social media.
Well, I'm back on that big, beautiful, highly respected ballot. The Supreme Court, 9-0, I call it unanimous. They put me back on the ballot and reversed Colorado's decision faster than Chris Christie reversed his lap band. A lot of people know about it. He found all of the weight he lost with interest. That's a lot of weight when you think about it. Even Ketanji Brown Jackson, who doesn't know what a woman is, knew that I belong on that ballot. And now they're putting me back on there, and they're going to put my name on that ballot in 24-karat gold. It's going to be incredible. I'm back on the ballot. I'm not going anywhere but the White House, and we will make America great again.
There you go. That is Sean Farish, who was on our show last week, the best impressionist of Donald Trump in the country, stating the obvious that even a Supreme Court justice who couldn't say what a woman is, and the correct answer would be an adult female. Yeah, even she knew that this was stupid.
This court has clearly lost their minds.
Hold on a second. That's something I got a little surprise for you I want to play. This is something that was just sent to me by Jim Gossett this morning. I apologize. We had it queued up. Here's a Jim Gossett with a little musical number to celebrate the day. 9-0 decision. Nice try, Democrats. Tim Wits.
The Colorado Supreme Court, they got struck down. SCOTUS said that Trump stays on the ballot there.
This is so pretty.
They ruled 9-0 that the state was wrong. Was an outrage and totally unfair. Even liberal justices knew this was a farce. Election interference of the highest kind. Colorado should clean house and throw them out.
You'd think, but they won't.
This court has clearly lost their minds.
They should be embarrassed.
Those Colorado judges must be high.
But they don't have shame.
They send their decision on a line. This is about a left-wing court helping the big guy.
Nice, nice.
SCOTUS said nice try.
Nice try.
To Colorado.
Colorado.
Rocky Mountain line.
Bye-bye, Colorado. There you go. Jim Gossett just put that together for us today. In our view, each of these reasons is necessary to provide a complete explanation for the Supreme Court unanimously reaches. Liberal Justices Sonia Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, Ketanji Brown Jackson filed a separate opinion concurring in the judgment that no state can disqualify a federal candidate from the ballot. Even the woman who didn't know what a woman is. It's pretty remarkable. It is pretty remarkable. This was at another one of the shenanigans, and you know, this is what happens when you do evil crap. This is what happens when you are so intellectually and morally broken and bankrupt that you would attempt to do such a thing, because your candidate sucks, your party sucks, your movement sucks, and you made the country suck. There you go. That's the quadruple suck. Yeah. So you know, shame on you, and to hell with you. So, and then there's this. Listen to this. CNN. Yeah. CNN may axe Anderson Cooper. Not a question. Fire him. Yeah. Axe Anderson Cooper, Wolf Blitzer, and Jake Tapper, by the way. Jake Tapper. And by the way, this weekend I was watching TV last night with my wife, and we watched this show. It's called Somebody Feed Phil. And it just got this guy who created Everybody Loves Raymond. And he's a pretty funny guy. And Phil Rosenthal, and he travels the world, and he eats, and he smiles, and we love the show. And last night he destroyed Somebody Feed Phil for me by going to Washington, D.C., where I lived for 12 years, and making the entire show political, including a meal with Jake Tapper, where instead of just focusing on the great Indian food they were eating, Jake Tapper decided to go off on how terrible the country would be if Donald Trump was elected. So Somebody Feed Phil, you can kiss my butt. I'll never watch that show again. It's really sad and pathetic. They also had Pete Buttigieg on there last night for some reason. Pete Buttigieg, the transportation secretary, who's transphobic because he's afraid to address the problems in the transportation system, was on the show too. So Somebody Feed Phil, you're dead to me. CNN, obviously, you were dead to me a long time ago. This is so good. Oh, and then, by the way, Nikki Haley won a primary in Washington, D.C. Woo, yeah. Yeah, Nikki Haley, she won the D.C. primary, where the votes and the voters are 96% in the favor of Joe Biden, where the juries are massively anti-Trump, and they've sentenced January the 6th hostages to massive sentences because they're so left of center. But she won 62% of the vote to Trump's 33%. There you go. Yeah, that's fantastic there. Yeah, yeah. Donald Trump had a big speech over the weekend in Virginia, and I watched it because, you know, I can't watch all of his speeches, right? I mean, I got stuff to do, and, you know, and I watched this one, though, and I'm going to tell you, no matter what you say about Donald Trump, if you hate him or whatever, he has changed the discourse. There is no person who speaks to a crowd as a politician like Donald Trump does. It changes everything. If you listen to Nikki Haley, and she reads those lines like, you know, I am a woman, and, you know, and then they say, the President of the United States of America, and everybody applauds, you know, and Ron DeSantis did that too, you know, and all that. And then along comes Donald Trump, and he completely upsets the apple cart. And he's weaving in and out of a script, and he's doing improvisational comedy. A little bit later on in the show, I'm going to play his epic stand-up rave about Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade. These are two corrupt individuals who are trying to destroy Donald Trump's life and keep him out of the White House. And Donald Trump did an improvisational rave about them that would, you know, you should have a Netflix special. I'm not kidding. You should have a Netflix special. And it was every bit as funny as some of the... I watched Netflix stand-up comedy this weekend. I'm trying to remember the comedian that I watched. She's absolutely incredible. What is her name? Leanne Morgan. I watched Leanne Morgan this weekend. And she was, I mean, really, 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 really funny. But I'm listening to Donald Trump. I'm like, dang, really, really good.
And I will secure our elections. Our goal will be one day voting with paper ballots and voter ID.
This isn't really funny. It's just a...
But until then, Republicans must win. We have to win to get it done. And we want a landslide that is too big to rig.
Too big to rig. There you go.
Too big to rig.
There you go. That's what I said, you know. And the reason why I played that is because there were Democrats all over the country trying to rig it, trying to take the ability for the American people in states like Colorado and Illinois, take away their right to vote for somebody, because that's what they do in third world countries. But here's the great news, guys. They've exposed their faces so we can kick their asses. Remember that. That's a Rob Carson quote there. I know. You shouldn't use dirty words. That's not a dirty word. Really? Not really, no. They've exposed their faces so we can kick their butt. Is that better? Because I don't want to offend anybody. Even though, you know, most of the time you use much worse language when you're putting together IKEA furniture. Or the she shed that I put together this weekend. There's a cloud of profanity above Kansas City that they're going to have direct air traffic around because of what I did yesterday. So, it's a good day. It's a good day. And you know, yesterday I went out of the house Saturday. And spring is here, and there's no snow on the ground. And it was 70 degrees and breezy when I went outside. And the song came to me, "Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, for what a beautiful day." And, you know, I have a great deal of experience in vocal music. You didn't know that, but I do. And I'm thinking, oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. And I'm thinking, the air is clean. It's a beautiful day. And the only thing holding Americans back from being able to really enjoy life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness are the jackweeds in Washington, D.C. Nothing else has changed. You know, you've got air, you've got fresh water, you've got a beautiful day and sunshine, and the only people making it suck are the people in Washington, D.C. If you would have put this day back in, you know, 2019, would have been lovely, lovely, lovely. But today, you wake up from that day, you can't go out and enjoy the beautiful day because all you're doing is thinking about how the hell you got to go to three jobs to pay for the same groceries and gas and heat and mortgage that you did 3 years ago. So be positive. This is really good. This is really good. Another domino falls. Here's the number, 800-922-6680. This, my friends, is a Monday edition of The Rob Carson Show.
The Rob Carson Show podcast is everywhere. Go to Newsmax.com/listen for details.
Every time the radical left Democrats, Marxists, communists, and fascists indict me, I consider it a great badge of honor. I'm being indicted for you. I stand before you today. Not only
as your past and hopefully future president, because we're going to turn this country around fast. But as a proud political dissident, I am a dissident.
Woo, wow.
And I'm proud, very proud of this country.
Yeah, there you go. So with all the persecutions, the two indictments, or the two impeachments, one after leaving office, the raid on Mar-a-Lago, the mugshot in Georgia, and on and the four indictments and all of this, the Democrat Party made Donald Trump, the Democrat Party and the deep state left, Republicans too, by the way, Nikki Haley's wing of the GOP, they made him not only a candidate, they made him a movement, then they made him a legend, and now they've made him a dissident. Now that you know, they've made him a legend, so they've made him something bigger than you could have ever imagined in our country's history as a presidential candidate. You've essentially made him into if you want to look at people in political movements who've been persecuted before, and everybody will hate this, but I'll just say Nelson Mandela. But that's racist because Nelson Mandela. No. The bad guys in power in their deep state put Nelson Mandela as a political prisoner in jail, you see. So take the color out of it. It's about the people in charge putting somebody trying to change everything in jail. And then ultimately, well, he got out. He had to sit in the jail for a long time. Fortunately, we don't have to see him go to jail. I mean, they want to. If they do... ooh, I don't think you want to see that. Let's go to Randall in Pacific Grove calling in the first call of the day. Randall, welcome to the Rob Carson Show. What's on your mind today, bro?
Good morning, and you quoted Obi-Wan Kenobi exactly with reference, in my opinion, to Chancellor Palpatine, the Sith. And I'm very happy about the two good news today about Nikki Haley taking some votes away from Biden. And when it comes to Joe Biden, I want to say that I wrote something down about him I wanted to share with you.
Okay, go ahead.
Joe Biden has gone cold, perhaps from being so old, though sounding off at times so bold. There is that certain twilight meant for all who dwindle on the tip of fate's sure spindle to but all persistent flicker, even to an occasional twinkle. It grows so surely dimmer under decay's strong finger. It does to so forever linger. One thing proves that all things do wither. It is the faint and fading state of glimmer. I just wrote that about Biden.
There you go. That is a fine piece of prose there, Randall. That is a fine piece of prose there. Although I would have rhymed give us the finger with linger, because that's what Joe Biden has been doing for four. But anyway,
yeah,
thanks for the call.
A great day. Yeah.
It is, bro. It is a good day. You should be happy. And then this is this weekend on CNN. They're not too happy about the Biden economy and the fact that Joe Biden is now polling 5 points behind Donald Trump in a New York Times Siena College poll, which means Joe Biden's really behind by 15.
Well, there are a few things, Omar. First of all, what you mentioned about how 18% of American voters feel that they've personally been helped by Joe Biden's policies, compared with the 40% of Americans who said the same for Donald Trump. I think that really sticks out to me, and it really shows some of the trouble that Biden is facing ahead of a potential general
election. No, he's a great candidate, and his brain works fine. Yes. Yes, keep him in the race because he's real smart and not corrupt.
Election rematch with the former president Donald Trump. The other thing,
she almost said President Trump. Beep.
That I know, I can tell you that the Donald Trump campaign was looking at this morning was they were celebrating some of the numbers in this poll, specifically the part that showed in a hypothetical matchup between Donald Trump and Joe Biden,
yes,
that Trump narrowly led Biden 48% to 43%.
Well, that's not narrow, that's 5 points.
And it's something we also saw some of his allies and advisors share.
Isn't it amazing when Donald Trump has beaten Joe Biden by 5 points nationally? It's narrowly. It's amazing. Oh, wait till you hear Joe and Mika melt down on the other side of this, and John Carl and Meet the Press and all that, and your phone calls at 800-922-6680. It's a glorious Monday on the Rob Carson Show. Hey, guys, it's Carson. You know, everybody knows the next medical crisis just around the corner, whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something more mundane like a tick bite. You and your family need to be prepared. That's where the Wellness Company comes in. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust, and their new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID, even a bioweapon like a plague, the Wellness Company medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, antiparasitics on hand to make sure you and your family are safe from whatever the globalists throw at us next. Go to www.twc.health/Carson. Again, twc.health/Carson today and order. That's twc.health/Carson and use the promo code Carson to save 10%.
Joe Biden and his thugs are so desperate to stop us. They know that we, by the way, MAGA, Make America Great Again. The greatest movement in the history of our country. And they say, always trying to demean, well, MAGA really represents 48% of the Republican Party. No, it represents 96% and maybe 100%. Yeah. We're getting rid of the Romneys of the world. We want to get Romneys and those out. But they know that we are the only ones who can stop them. We're the only ones. This is the greatest movement in the history of our country, maybe in the history of any.
Yeah, it is. And it's spread worldwide, by the way. That's why Milei is now in charge. That's why I'm drawing a blank on her name. The new premier of Italy is in charge. It's mega. It's mega. It's Make Your Country Great Again by using, your country first policies. And your people first policies is working. And it's going to work here. Although we've got a lot of evil people, I am grateful that you and I have come together at this moment in history. And we've come together at this moment in history to face the biggest challenge we've ever faced with regard to our country. We've never had a full-blown attack on our soil, unless you consider the World War, the Civil War, I should say, and the Revolutionary War. But since then, we've never faced an attack. And lo and behold, it came from within. It's coming from within. And they have exposed their faces so we can kick their butts. I like asses better. It just sounds better. They expose their faces to kick their ass. I'm sorry. It just sounds better. Butts just doesn't work. Doesn't work. Hey, in case you didn't know, the Supreme Court voted 9-0 for the absurdity against the absurdity of keeping one state being able to decide whether they can take a national presidential candidate off the ballot. And they got stomped into the mud. Even the judge, literally a Supreme Court judge who was a woman who doesn't know what a woman is, even she saw it was stupid. It is so delicious. It is just, honestly, I just want to eat it up. I just want to eat it up. Oh, yes, I do. But here's Jamie Rassel. I'm Raskin. It's Jamie Raskin. Raskin saying that, well, this is going to stop us.
I am working with a number of my colleagues, including Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Eric Swalwell, to revive legislation that we had to set up a process by which we could determine that someone who committed insurrection.
He didn't. He did not, and he was never charged with it. But nice try. Hey, Jamie Raskin is one of the only people I know who went through a life-threatening battle and came out of the other side a worse person.
He's disqualified by Section 3 of the 14th Amendment.
No, in the House of that's absolute crap. The Supreme Court just ruled that.
Representatives already impeached Donald Trump for participating.
Yeah, and both of those impeachments did a face plant, you buffoon.
Insurrection by inciting it. So the House has already pronounced upon
it. Man, I got to tell you, I said earlier, the media, you might want to, when you're eating your crow this morning, have it with a little, I think maybe a Pinot Grigio, you know. And my boss, Lee Kenberg, who's the president of Newsmax Radio, thank you very much, said, how about a nice lemon caper sauce for the crow? And I said, you know, that is nice. Or you know what you could put on the side? A little asparagus, perhaps with a little hollandaise. Although that might be a little heavy with the Pinot Grigio. Perhaps some haricot vert. That's a fancy name for green beans. That's what I would serve. And some rice pilaf. Rice pilaf is good with the crow that the media is eating this morning. Rice pilaf, lemon caper sauce for the crow, and a side of haricot vert, otherwise known as green beans. Keith Olbermann, who I stopped reacting to on social media decided that I didn't want to play that negative, nasty, awful game that he does on social media and on the air. I choose to lean into comedy and satire and take mockery, ridicule, and comedy back from the left. Here's what Keith said this morning. And he, honestly, Keith Olbermann is insane. I'm not joking. I'm not joking. He's nuts. He's nuts. The Supreme Court has betrayed democracy. We aren't a democracy. Its members, including Jackson, Kagan, and Sotomayor, have proved themselves inept at reading comprehension. He tries to sound smart, but he ends up making pretzels out of words and looking like an idiot. And collectively, the court has shown itself to be corrupt and illegitimate. It must be dissolved. Yeah, let's get rid of that third branch of government. Just because it didn't happen to lean your way there, Keith. My God, man. Honestly, somebody needs to put a guardrail on his high-rise building balcony, because I think he's going to just go. I think he's just going to go off the deep end. This is Joe and Mika. Now, this isn't today. This is actually Friday. Joe and Mika, listen to him. You know, I like to use the comparison of, have you ever seen the Hunger Games? And you had the very elite crowd and all their makeup and everything. And then they had the play-by-play announcers as the children would go out and kill one another for the entertainment, for the sport of the ones in the stands. Now the Democrats of the deep state sit in the stands and watch children be sex trafficked across the southern border and laugh about it. Or die of fentanyl poisoning and laugh about it. And Joe and Mika are the play-by-play announcers for the 2024 Hunger Games.
What are we supposed to do with that?
I mean, see,
why do they, people are actually voting? Is there really one person voting for
that
guy?
Not just foreign languages.
Listen, they're talking over each other. It's like, you know, my wife and I when we're arguing over the weekend.
Stupid would you have.
Except for we're not stupid.
To be
foreign.
He can't complete a sentence. He can't complete a thought.
They're not talking about they're not talking about Joe Biden. They're talking about Donald Trump.
He talks about Crooked Joe is the blood of countless victims. This is vicious violation. I mean, he just,
does
again.
Does he even, like, think about what he's going to say?
Does
somebody
prepare?
Give him a little piece of paper or something? Like, because that's clear he doesn't. He doesn't even think.
Well, wow. But I think, I really don't.
Wow, I don't even know what price your soul. Honestly, what price your soul, Joe Scarborough? Dear God in heaven, you're so just broken as an individual. Did she do it to you? I don't know what the hell happened. Is she your Yoko? No idea. It is remarkable. And Donald Trump was out doing a speech, and I watched it Saturday night on Newsmax. Thank you. And he was freaking hilarious. He was weaving in and out of stuff. He was incredible. Here he is talking about how the fact that the federal government didn't go after Al Capone as hard as they've gone after Donald Trump.
They got four indictments, more than Al Capone, the most vicious mobster in history. The great Alphonse Capone. I use him as the example because he's like the ultimate. If he took you to dinner and you smiled at him the wrong way, he would kill you. By the time you got home, you were dead. He was indicted twice. Trump got indicted four times. My parents are looking down. They said, what the hell happened to our boy?
I'm hearing a pretty funny guy here. I'm not hearing any of that stuff that Joe and Mika just said.
What happened to him? But think of that. The biggest gangster of them all, Alphonse Capone, he's probably looking down and saying, that guy's actually a very nice person. I can't believe it. But he did this, and the press and all of the legal pundits said, you can't. I mean, take a look. I was indicted by Fannie in Georgia. Fannie.
Oh, listen to this.
How did that work out?
Okay, now this is what I was talking about. And this isn't just to, you know, support Donald Trump. I'm just saying. There's never been a candidate for office who's ever spoken like this before. And it's undeniable. There's never been a candidate who speaks like this, who weaves in and out of scripted material into improvisational comedy, into working the emotions of the crowd, bringing them up, bringing them down. He's a showman. He also has policies that totally kick ass. And they did when he was in office, too, by the way. That's why they really hate him in D.C., because he's actually going to fix the problems they never fix. They never fix the problems they say they're going to fix. Nikki Haley is the same type of person. 50 years, we've not seen a thing from Republicans since Reagan going to Washington, D.C. and fixing anything. And you always, every day, you hear from you and me and your friends and your colleagues and Republicans in general, they always disappoint. Republicans always disappoint. They always cower. They always back down. They always fail. And here's the guy who didn't. He went to D.C. and said he was going to do this, and he did it. And he's going to fix the problems, and a lot of people are going to get fired, and a lot of people are going to get investigated, and federal government is going to get downsized like Elon Musk did to Twitter. It's going to happen. And they really don't want their apple cart upset, and this means they will do anything, including put innocent Americans in prison and weaponize the Justice Department, which they have done. But listen to this.
And her lover, Nathan Wade.
This is beautiful.
And they hired him for almost $1 million because of his great, great experience. Of course, he didn't have any experience. Experience in something else. You know that.
He did the arm pumping, like, yeah, like a bounce, bounce, bounce. It's hilarious. It's hilarious.
And at that, I'm quite sure he was very good based on the fact that she called him 2,000 times. I didn't know the gentleman. I didn't know him. Oh, you have 2,000 phone calls, 3,500 text messages. How is it?
That's improvised. That's something that Ron DeSantis can't do and Nikki Haley can't do and nobody else running for office ever has been able to do in such a good way.
Possible. In a short, I know a lot of people. We like a lot of people. I happen to have a very good relationship with a woman called Melania.
Yeah! There you go. Oh, here's a good line. This is a pretty good line, man. And this is pretty powerful stuff.
Their lives on D-Day and Patrick Henry, who declared, give me liberty or give me death.
Congratulations, Democrats. You made him from a candidate to a movement to a legend. And you're trying to make him into a dissident. Well, you made him into a dissident. And now people are really, 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 really ticked off. And yet they're still saying that Joe Biden's brain is fine. Joe Biden's brain is absolutely fine. Even Gavin Newsom, Gavin Newsom said, oh, man, he's done more than anybody. And he is the template in all of this stuff. But he's not fooling anybody like Bill Maher.
Instead of trying to refute all the too old to be president slams, Joe must embrace them. Stop with the I'm sharper than ever. Nobody's buying that. Don't try to deny the age thing. Lean into it.
It's not age, Willie.
Lean in. Lean in like you're eating soup. And just admit it. Say, yes, I'm bad with names, and I walk like a toddler with a full diaper. Joe's problem is not a new one for Democrats, not the age thing specifically, but the idea of letting the opposition intimidate you into being defensive about who you really are.
No. They've been on the offensive.
Yes, that we've seen before. John Kerry pretending to be a duck hunter. Hillary carrying hot sauce in her purse.
Oh, that was a good one. Pandering.
Ugh. Americans hate that.
Yeah, they do.
Be yourself. And Joe, yourself is old.
Yeah.
That's who you are.
And you have dementia.
You once fell down the stairs at the Underground Railroad.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. You're so...
Here we go.
You're so old, your bad kid with a drug problem is 54.
There you go. It is spectacular. Oh, and then SNL. SNL even did a routine this weekend. SNL went after Joe Biden. I'll start here about midway through it, because you got all these Alejandro Mayorkas and these people dressed up like different characters saying Joe Biden's brain is fine and he's amazing and he's super strong and everything. And then they go to Joe Biden. And they show that Joe Biden is inept. They didn't show that he's completely, you know, they just made him look like old. But at least they were hitting on Joe Biden.
Hey, it's Gavin Newsom.
Mr. President?
Hey, hold on. I'm just going to turn up the volume. Just got to find a button. There we go.
Well, looks like he hung up.
Oh, why, the governor tries to get him back on the line. Let's take a break. And live from New York, it's Saturday night!
There you go. That's pretty big when you look at Shane Gillis hosting Saturday Night Live last weekend. Pretty big. The line of Donald Trump's speech last night, I think, was this.
Joe, you're fired. Get out of here. Get out. Boom. Get out. You're fired, Joe. Done a horrible job. You have done the worst job of any president in history. Get the hell out, Joe.
Wow. That, I actually think that was South Carolina when he beat Nikki Haley by so much. And then went on to beat her in Michigan by 42 points. New York Times poll, 73% say Biden too old for presidency, meaning it's not too old, it's just his brain doesn't work. The Times glaring headline warning the polling results were a grave threat for his reelection. He's not going to be reelected. The only way he can be reelected is if they steal it. And when I play audio from from Merrick Garland, he went to a black church. I'm surprised he didn't spontaneously combust. But he and Kamala Harris are talking about the vote and how the Republicans are trying to steal the vote and racism and all that crap. It's not going to fly because people aren't going to be fooled. We won't be fooled again. Let's take a break and come back. This is the Rob Carson Show. Supreme Court 9-0 ruled that states can't take candidates, national candidates for president, i.e. Donald Trump, off the their ballots. Nope, sorry, tough. You know, might try to win on policy or have a candidate that doesn't suck. But you just got beat. You just got beat. And I remember, as I mentioned earlier, I went out Saturday morning and I took a deep breath and I try to every day experience joy because I've been through it all, man. I mean, you know what I've been through. But you don't even know half of it. What I've told you about what I've been through the last few years, you don't know half of it. But I went outside and I just said, what a beautiful morning. What a beautiful morning in a beautiful country. And people have convinced you the last 40 years that America sucks, even though it's the greatest place in the world to live. They've convinced you that the guy kneeling for the national anthem needs to be paid attention to, not the 65,000 in the stands who are standing and weeping. They did. They've tried to do this to you. And guess what? It's backfiring massively. And it's backfiring with people of color, and it's backfiring with Jews and Christians and liberals and Democrats, and or liberals and conservatives and Democrats and Republicans, and they're realizing we do live in a great country, and the left has been trying this crap. And you, by the way, the left, you are the them. You know, when you talk about us versus them, you are the them. You are the bullies. You are the Cobra Kai, and we are Mr. Miyagi and his pupil. Yeah, we are. You know, because today is a beautiful morning. This is inspired on Saturday morning. I sent it to Jim Gossett, and we collaborated for this. Be glad you live in America. We're taking it back.
There's a bloodbath coming this November.
Hey, hey.
All this nonsense we're gonna remember.
Oh, yeah.
Trump's polling as high as an elephant's high.
Is that like a Republican elephant or what?
And it looks like MSNBC's gonna die.
They're already dead.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a beautiful feeling. Biden is going away.
Bye-bye, Jose.
All the polls are predicting a blowout.
Landslide.
Nikki Haley's about to get blown out.
Yeah, pretty much.
Trump will win every state. Every state's delegate.
Nice.
And and soon he will seal Sleepy Joe's face.
Sing it with me.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a super Tuesday.
That's tomorrow. That's tomorrow.
Nikki just isn't appealing. Time to get out of Trump's way.
There you go. Bravo. We're taking the country back. Yeah, Mr. Miyagi and his student are gonna beat Cobra Kai, the deep state, and the Democrats. I used another movie analogy. Sweep his leg! Sweep his leg! They just tried that. Colorado just tried to sweep his leg. And guess what? Trump just got up on one leg and kicked their butts. I love it. Let's take a break and come back, my friends. This is The Rob Carson Show.
Hey, it's Tony Marino, host of the wildly popular Newsmax Daily podcast, available for free along with Jerry Callahan, Rob Carson, and other great podcasts at newsmax.com/listen or wherever you get podcasts.
All right, so coming up, Kamala Harris decides to get all that, suddenly accentuate the half of her that is black. To talk about a ceasefire and then and voting and all of that. And then also Merrick Garland speaks at a black church. He probably almost spontaneously combusted. That's coming up next. Don't go anywhere.